Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Where did the Ides month go? Welcome to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 27th and 28th. Great activity going on. Pete Clark, Division of Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Marine Fisheries, Artificial Reef Corner, gives us the lowdown on five top April tog reefs. Yeah, indeed, a happy new year, man. Okay, it's going to be, it's a few days away usually, and I get it right there in a day. But in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, as we all know, when a season opens, indeed calls for a happy new year, April 1st, that's going to be next Thursday, tog season opens, and tog in the back. Ooh, Captain Shayner Brown of Fish AC. We're going to wrap it up with an incredible recipe, a tongue slap your brains out tog recipe, tog from the bog from Chef Dina Rosansky. 16 years of excellence at the Piccalilli Inn. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Before we do that, just a reminder, leftover turkey permit sales start Monday at 10 a.m. Now, here's the dealio. Turkey permit applications were up, I think, 18, 20, 22% or something like that. So, your favorite turkey hunting area may already be sold out. Be a little flexible, you know, B week, C week, E week, D week, whatever. But just be prepared because they are not going to be as plentiful as in past years. Okay, man. Okay, now you grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Coming up, Pete Clark, Bureau of Marine Fisheries, Artificial Reef Coordinator. Let's talk top five April tog reefs. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
If you're struggling with a drug or alcohol addiction, now is the time to take action and get professional help. Call Recovery Centers of America at 1-888-RECOVERY today. You are worthy of recovery from your addiction, and calling RCA will be your first step in getting the help you need. Recovery Centers of America answers the phone and admits patients 24/7, and because safety is a top priority, all patients and staff are routinely tested for COVID-19. RCA's expert team of physicians and medical professionals will treat you with compassion and dignity and provide an evidence-based treatment plan that is custom-tailored to your specific needs. Recovery Centers of America at Devon and Lighthouse are local and in-network with insurance providers, so they're best-in-class inpatient and outpatient care. Offered both in-person and via teletherapy is affordable and accessible. Make this the year you conquer your addiction. Call today, 1-888-RECOVERY. That's 1-888-RECOVERY.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Hey, you're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Final weekend in March. Hey, you're tuned in 5 to 6 AM on Talk Radio WPG 95.5 FM and WPG 1450 AM. Streaming live, WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 AM, you're locked into 50,000 mega far-reaching watts of the Rack and Fin Radio message. Going 18 years and 18 years, baby. 97.3 ESPN FM, streaming live, 97.3ESPN.com. To get any of the podcasts, download the WPG Talk Radio app and go to Rack and Fin Radio, or check out my blog on 107.3 Cat Country and 97.3 ESPN FM. The shows are embedded in the bottom of the blogs. Hey, man, happy new year again coming up April 1st, opening the tog season. It's only going to be a month long, April 1st, April 30th. Prime time now for tog, because Tom P, the water's still cold and they get really like soft lips. No, man, now's the time. If you hit the right reefs, you hit the right structure, you are going to get some tog. The right reefs, hey, man, very special guest waiting patiently on the Rack and Fin Radio line is Peter Clark, a senior fisheries biologist with the Division of Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Marine Fisheries. He's also the Artificial Reef Coordinator, and he is one hell of an angler, especially when it comes to dropping for tog. We were back and forth wrapping it out. Tom P, how about this? How about I give you now terrestrial radio's top range is around the Manasquan Inlet. Okay, flames out after that over out of Cape May. We're gonna take five top reefs for tog, according to Pete Clark and his vast fishing experience and knowledge of what is down there on these structures on the reefs. Pete, thanks for joining us today, little brother. How you doing?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Pete, tog time in a few days, man. And we are talking reefs, Pete. And the more I'm investigating these reefs, Pete, for our size, for the deployments we have, Jersey has one of the best artificial reef systems. Again, for our size, I'd say on the East Coast. You know, Tom, Pete, Florida has a million reefs. Right. That's fine. Pete, for what we have here, we have phenomenal angling opportunities, especially for the tog, the sea bass, and the fluke. What say you?
We have the best reefs in the country.
In the country, Petey!
Country. New Jersey was at the forefront of reef development. Bill Figley and Hugh Carberry put together an incredible program. They handed it off to me back in 2016, and we're still trucking, Tom. It's, you know, we're putting a lot of material down, about 8 to 10 major deployments every year, and we're cranking it out.
Well, Pete, for the listeners, let's jam on this. Okay, listen, what we're talking about, we want to talk the Manasquan Inlet Reef, the newest one, the Axel, they're talking north to south, Axel Carlson Reef, Barnegat Light Reef, Garden State North, Garden State South. We're going to kick with the Little Egg and stuff next week or the week after. That'll be another block of reefs. Pete, exciting, the Manasquan Inlet, newest reef, and it is balls to the wall, is it not?
I am pumped on this reef, Tom. I really am. So we started this reef up. We got it permitted in 2017. So it's one of our two newest reefs in the state. And already we've put 5 deployments down on this. So here's a quick, you know, quick and dirty on what this reef looks like. It's 1.5 miles off the beach. It puts us within access of everybody who's got a boat, you know, for all intents and purposes. And I'm pumped on Tog's starting up in 8 days.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good spot. Go try it out. So in 2017, we put down a 85-foot steel boat. That's going to be a fantastic place to try togging. I've already sat on it. It's got sea bass all over it. It had some tog bites on it.
All right.
You know, it's worth giving it a shot. But So this reef isn't small. This is 1.2 square miles in area.
Ooh.
The depth range is fantastic. On the inshore corner, it's 65 feet. And when you move offshore towards the middle, you get into 80 feet. We've got concrete. You got steel vessels all over it. It's 5.5 miles from Shark River if you're sailing out of there. It's 1.5 miles from the Manasquan Inlet. It's a spectacular piece. Just fantastic. So, like I said, in 2017, we put that 85-foot steel fishing boat called the Mount Sinai. Also in 2017, we put 3,000 tons of concrete down, all from the precast company here in Wall Township. Mm-hmm. And that was all sponsored by Greater Point Pleasant Charter Boat Association, Party and Charter Boat Association. Those guys have been fantastic over the years. We've done two deployments in 2020. Both of them were 3,000 tons of pre concrete, and another tugboat went down in January this year.
Jesus, man, you guys are rocking it.
Manasquan. What's that?
You guys are rocking it.
I'm telling you, man, this is no joke. We have some unbelievable sponsors in this state. Manasquan River Marlin and Tuna Club sunk a 65-foot tugboat there. And I'll tell you what, man, the vertical structure on this reef already, I was just out there yesterday looking it over. It's amazing. There's already fish piling up on it. And it's 42 degrees. You know, give it another week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be on. It really is. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, Pete, what's the depth range?
65 to 80 foot.
Okay, beautiful. We're speaking with Pete Clark, senior fisheries biologist. He's an artificial reef coordinator, New Jersey Bureau of Marine Fisheries. Pete, let's jump to the Axel Carlson. Now, you're talking a pretty big reef, 4 square miles, 66 to 80 feet. Listen, check the Carlson out. Tugs, tanker barges, reef balls, tanks, deck barges, concrete castings, rock mountains. Pete, I want to ask you what a rock mountain is. Tow boats and a commercial fishing boat. Pete, it seems to me you mentioned the steel. Tog love steel. They like tanks, anything metal. I don't know what that is, but especially in the spring, these are really hot spots. Axel Carlson, is it heavily fished? It's a pretty big-ass reef.
It is. It is a very big reef. So here's the really cool thing about Axel Carlson. Axel Carlson Reef started getting material deployed on it back in the 50s. So the Kellers in Point Pleasant, they run the Norma K fleet, they were doing reef deployments back in the 50s and the 60s. You know what? In 1994, the state of New Jersey took over the permit for all these reefs, and we started really putting some material on that reef. Like you said, it's 4 square miles in area. It's a big, big reef.
It's a mother,
man. Only 2 miles off the beach. Out of Manasquan, you're looking at 4.4, Shark River, 6.5 miles, so it's close.
Mm-hmm.
Get this, Tom. 492 deployments. All right. Man, now, deployment might be 100 reef balls. It might be 3,000-4,000 tons of dredge rock. Let me break this down for you. Ready? So there were 70 concrete deployments, 3,000 tons apiece.
Whoa.
349 dredge rock deployments. 349 dredge rock. I mean, when you talk about a reef that's got some of the best rock mountains, this one is tops.
That is
25 steel ships, 48 military vehicles. You said you were talking about Tog loving metal.
Oh, yeah.
You're absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. Tog loved metal, and this reef has got some of the best metal in the state. You know, those rock mountains, I fluke around those things, and they are absolutely spectacular. Whether you're on the north side, the south side, inshore, offshore, you can bump around all day long and never leave that reef and just have spectacular fishing.
And Pete, again, one thing especially when I was doing the handling the central reports for the fishermen, I've been doing the offshore reports the past couple of years, Axel Carlson was synonymous with fluke. And a shout out to Jason the Sensation, our fisherman supply company right there in Point Pleasant, Manasquan, whatever. Tommy P, you know, one of the best kept secrets, and you reinforce this, Pete. Great tog fishing there, man. Great black fishing on the Axel Carlson. And here it is. It is some great stuff down there. Pete, let's bounce south. Barnegat Light Reef, 46 to 58 feet. Listeners, crew boats, tanks again, reef balls, deck barges, concrete castings, and more, I'm sure. Pete, this is a kind of a small reef at, what are we talking at, 0.85 square mile. Not that small. But, again, great togging.
Unbelievable togging. So here's what's so great about these next three reefs, Tom. They're down in the southern part of the state. Now, typically, or historically, I should say, they haven't had a whole lot of pressure. Now, you're talking about some of the best for-hire charter boats, the six-packs and the 12-packs.
Oh, yeah.
These boats are going south because the fishing is that spectacular down there.
Woof.
So you're talking about Barnegat Light Reef, 3 nautical miles off the beach. It's a little, you know, it's on the smaller side, 0.85 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not like Axel Carlson in size. It's in 45 to 58 feet of water, which puts it in the shallow size things. But the tog fishing is off the chart.
I was going to hit that red button here, Petey.
Yeah.
You're getting to it. Listen, this is what I'm saying about Pete Clark. Besides being great at what he does, he's an incredible hardcore fisherman. And, Pete, I mean, I see the scores you do with the tog. And when we were discussing these reefs, naturally the Axel Carlson, naturally the Manasquan, but the Barnegat Light, the Garden State North, we're going to get to the Garden State South as well. Pete, these are tog factories, correct?
They absolutely are. They've got plenty of metal on them. You know, and that's where you're going to find some of your bigger fish. But don't pass up those concrete pieces. You can get into some of the concrete's nice because it's spread out, which means you don't have to pinpoint, you know, a 10 by 30 foot military vehicle or something. You know, you can,
right.
You can swing a little bit. So don't pass them up. I've pulled plenty of nice togs, plenty of keepers all day long off of some concrete piles. So Barnegat Light is, again, one of the nice things is it's 20 miles from Manasquan. So it doesn't get a ton of pressure from up north, from the guys that are fishing out of Shark River, Manasquan, et cetera. It's only 3 miles from Barnegat Inlet.
Bingo.
There's 155 deployments on it between 93 and 2015. Let me go over them real quick. 17 concrete deployments. Again, 3,000 tons apiece. A lot of concrete. Over 500 reef balls. Over 500 reef balls. These are specialized preformed concrete structures that we built. They're 5 feet high, 5 feet wide in diameter. They're, you know, they're hollow inside with holes on the hollow inside with holes on the side of them. So these fish can come in and out. They have great potential for growing mussels and other sisal organisms that all these fish, bait, crabs, things like that, that tog love to eat, grow all over these reef balls. Metal. You got 8 ships, 62 military vehicles. Well, that's for the tog, but and 3,000, over 3,000 tire units. Fluke love tire units, Tom.
Why?
All right.
Well, what's the attraction,
Pete? Well, because it's a low lying structure, but it is structured. So these fluke will come in and out of these tire units. I mean, you can bounce and you can jig over these things without losing your rigs all day long. So
there you go.
It's a nice place to fish, man. You're talking, again, awesome cod fishing, fantastic fluke fishing, and you get in there for some sea bass, and in May, it's going to be lights out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're speaking with Pete Clark. Again, he is a senior fisheries biologist, Bureau of Marine Fisheries, and also the Artificial Reef Coordinator. Pete, bump it south now. Garden State North, deck barges, tanker barges, tanks, reef balls, a freighter, subway cars, tankers, listen, 66 to 83 feet. Pete, this is a popular reef for tog and fluke and sea bass, correct?
Correct. So you've got these two reefs, north and south. These are two of the first reefs that New Jersey ever, that the Bureau of Marine Fisheries put together.
Really?
So back in 1980, yep, these are two of the originals. So in 1984, we started populating these sites with material. Garden State North first. So we did 164 deployments, 50 Redbird subway cars. When you talk about metal, this is where you want to be.
Ooh,
got over 400 reef ball deployments, 37 armored personnel carriers, tanks, 16 ships, over 50 tire and cable combo units. That's over 4,000 individual tire units. So we did 50 deployments, over 4,000 tire units on the reef. Again, lights out fishing. People are utilizing it, and now they're starting to realize, I go there and fish for tog, and it's amazing. 6.5 miles off the beach. It's only a mile, 1.1 square miles in area. Not huge, but you can cover it all. 66 to 83 feet. Very similar in depth ranges than that you see up north on the Axel and the Manasquan, right?
Right.
It's 7.7 miles from Barnegat Inlet, 14.4 miles from Little Egg, which means guys in the southern part of the state, they can scoot up north here, up in the Garden State North, and they can get into some amazing fishing.
Peter Clark, senior fisheries biologist, artificial reef coordinator, Jersey Bureau of Marine Fisheries. Pete, let's wrap it for this segment. Now, listen, we're going to be doing these reef things every week for the next. We're going to be covering sea bass. We're going to be covering fluke. Pete Rocks. We're going to cover the Garden State South Reef PD4, the tog. What do you got, bro?
5.1 nautical miles off the beach. 0.6 square miles in area, which makes it one of our smaller reefs. It sits in 57 to 63 feet. It's 9.1 nautical miles from Little Egg Inlet, 11 nautical miles from Barnegat Inlet. Got 93 deployments on it between 1984 and 2009. Again, it's one of our original reefs.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
We've done 11 ships. We've got over 40 tracked military vehicles on there and over 2,000 tire units. It's got piles of concrete. It's a fantastic reef, okay? You're going to find everything that we're looking for. Tog. Then you're going to find your sea bass, and finally fluke all over Garden State South.
Pete, now, I'm sweating, man. I can't wait for April 1st now. Well, Pete, I just received a press release. Will you touch on it briefly? The Artificial Reef Pot Survey is going to kick off sometime this week, I think March 30, 31st, whatever, and run through May. It's going to be on the Little Egg Reef site, the Seagirt Reef site, Manasquan Inlet Reef site, the two reefs we included here, Manasquan Reef and Little Egg Reef sites. Pete, the what's the dealio with the pot survey? What's happening?
Yeah, so we're in our fifth year of the survey. And what we do is we set traps out on these reefs at fixed locations, which means we put a trap at a, let's say, on a tank, and we fish it there the entire survey, each year, year in and year out. And what we're doing is I'm comparing concrete, rock, and metal structures between Little Egg in the south and northern reefs, Seagirt and Manasquan in the north. What I'm looking for is, what's the preference of these animals by species, tog versus sea bass, fluke, etc.? What's the preference for material types? You've talked about metal, right,
mm-hmm.
and tog. And this is one way we're finding this out. We can scientifically ask questions and say, do tog prefer a certain material type over others? And the answer is, it sure looks like they like metal an awful lot.
Uh-huh. Wow. So, but Pete, then you have the ancillary species coming in, especially for me, a favorite, triggerfish. I mean, and they're all over these reefs as well. So, I mean, now they're a seasonal thing. They're not like the mainstays, the fluke, the tog, the sea bass, whatever. Are they in the mix as well when it comes to, or is that just, hey man, they'll go on anything? What's the deal?
Absolutely. I was going to mention something when we were talking about Axel Carlson reef. You know, I frequently catch bluefin tuna in November on those reefs, especially yep. Axel Carlson, Stiegert. You've got all sorts of pelagics running through here.
Yeah.
You've got triggerfish, scupper all over these reefs. People catch ling all over them
yep.
constantly, cod in some of the deeper reefs. You know, you might have a target number of species, but there are all sorts of critters. You want to talk about guys that go diving? They're diving these reefs for lobsters. There are lobsters all over these reefs.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it, but they're everywhere. Tons of crabs. You know, you've got your white leggers all over these reefs and outside the reefs. They're amazing. Amazing structure out here that we're putting down in New Jersey.
Okay, Pete Clark, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Now, next week, Pete, let's go over a couple of reefs. Let's just, if we can, or maybe the week after, let's keep this an ongoing thing. Listen, it seems that as now, especially spring, early spring, progressive late spring, these things are really filling up, Pete, as more fish. You mentioned another fave of mine, ling. Ling and the porgies, you know, the scup
yep.
hoagies. And I was working at Vinny's Fish Market in Orange way back when. Give me a pound of whiting and a pound of porgies. And I became a
Bingo.
Porgy fan ever since. But, Pete, so this is going to be especially now sea bass, and then, boom, the week after, or 10 days after, whatever, Fluke will open. I want to concentrate on these because these are the money fish. These are what the people are chasing. But this is right now, this information for Tog. Hit the podcast. Check it out. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Go to the reef sites. See the structure. See you have all the coordinates in your latlons, everything. Pete, congratulations on a great job. It's ongoing. I realize that. But I'm so proud of you that the job you're doing it too, that you're making time to get out there on his reefs and fish and find out for yourself. And we are also going to do a special, Pete. I'm sandbagging you, Clark. We're going to do a Delaware Bay Reef special, whole 1 hour show. You got that for a little later on?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. It deserves some attention for sure.
It is. Okay, Pete, you take care. Best of the fam, brother. We'll see you.
All right, Tags. I'll catch you later.
Take care, man. Yeah, there are some incredible, incredible reefs in the system. Again, as Pete says, we have the best reef system in the coastal U.S. in the country. And I agree. However, a little different take on some early season togging. Back bay, channel cuts, holes, edges. Whoa, what's that all about, Tompy? Now, we catch tog, especially when I was working at Wood Advertising in Ocean City. Shout out to Dick Wood, Steve Brank, and Jack Neal, and that great crew out there. Fran Panza, Diane, and everybody. Susan, everybody. I was a maniac around some of those bridges. Tog, I mean, holy God, tog was always, you know, jetty or out front. Man, there are some great togging opportunities in the back. Join us on the line, very special guest. A quick intro now before we get to our next segment is Captain Shayner Brown, Fish AC. I say he is, Captain Shayner Brown's the unofficial, official tog captain of Rack and Fin Radio, runs the broadcaster and also Smaller Bay Boat, the co-anchor. Captain Shayner Brown, how you doing, little brother? What's up?
Not much, Tom P. Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, Happy New Year coming, man. April 1st. See, this is where I'm torn, Shayner, and you're going to say trout. What do I do with trout? I know. But you got the first of the trout openers, but the tog season reopens us. There's only 4 fish at 15 inches, but so what? There are some great, Shayner, as you said, some great back bay, back country opportunities. We can get that in the next segment, correct?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, people, grab that cup, grab that rebel. We will be right back. Captain Shayner Brown, Fish AC, Back Bay Tog. It is happening starting April 1st. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Live entertainment is coming back in a big way, and we cannot wait. Festival Pass is bringing together the live event community like never before. Festival Pass is a brand new platform that gives its members VIP access to thousands of the best music, film, food, and wine festivals around the country. Visit festivalpass.com to learn about thousands of upcoming events, like the Cruise Through event in Atlantic City, running March 19th through April 5th. Haven't we all been on pause long enough? Join today by visiting festivalpass.com. That's festivalpass.com.
If you haven't seen Mitsubishi lately, then you haven't seen Mitsubishi. Introducing the stunningly innovative new 2022 Eclipse Cross. With a sleek exterior and smart interior, the Eclipse Cross has a bold and sporty look with the roominess and utility of an SUV. All powered by Mitsubishi's exclusive super all-wheel control system. Take one out for just $199 a month for 36 months with $29.90 down at Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. It's high style without the high price. Don't run with the pack. Set your own course because you know where you're going. Now get there in the new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. Backed by an extensive 10-year powertrain limited warranty. Get style, get safety, and get performance for only $199 a month for 36 months with $29.90 down. Only at Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Take one out today. Mitsubishi. Drive your ambition.
Super all-wheel control is an available feature on all trim levels. For complete details, go to mattblatt.com or dial 888-884-8918.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Final weekend of March. We have March 27th and 28th, and we are with Captain Shayna Brown of Fish AC. Runs the broadcaster, 25-foot pilot house, and a co-anchor, 20-foot center console Mako. And we're talking Back Bay Tog. Now, the tog season reopens four fish at 15 inches for the month of April. Everyone out front, great reef system out front. Everyone has their little favorite hidey holes, little piles and wrecks. It's Captain Sam the Slam Racino on the Marianne Four said once, Tommy P, I could find a patch of rocks the size of a shoebox in my electronics. I'm going to get tog on it. And there you go. What about Back Bay tog in the early season? Is there such a game? And if it is, will the game be on? Join us again. Very special guest right now, Captain Shayna Brown. Captain Shayna Brown, tog in the back. Real or not real?
It's real. It exists. It is not a myth. It's not a figment of your imagination. It can be accomplished.
Early season gap, warmer water coming out on the on the outgoing tide. Is that really the catalyst to where these whether these fish are going to bite? Are they in the deeper holes, moving up into the shallowers after the crabs? What's the dealio?
No, I'm looking at slack tide still, kind of your traditional stuff in the Back Bay. You definitely need that slack water. That water starts to cruise, your bait starts to rip and get not vertical, and then you're not going to get at them because they're real sensitive in the spring. A lot of these smaller Back Bay fish, they lose their teeth, and then they got the real sensitive lips and stuff like that. So they're very, very skittish and stuff like that. So you got to really have the right tide, and I'd say an hour before, hour after your slack high tide or during your slack high tide, you're good to go. Find any one of your bridges, your favorite rock pile, a great seawall. There's plenty of places. And the same stuff that you're using in fall tog or reef fishing, you definitely need your crabs, a little bit of clam. I like to do a crab and clam sandwich.
No.
A little AC hoagie for them.
Speaking with Captain Shayna Brown, Fish AC, Back Bay Tog. Well, I guess I wouldn't consider really Back Bay, but way back when was it the late 90s, mid 90s, whatever, when they completed that new Ocean City Longport Bridge, I basically lived on that thing. And Shayna, for the guys who are out there for the bass, that's fine. I would mohawk the tog there. Most of them were throwbacks, but so many keepers. I'm thinking this is technically kind of the bay because the bridge is here. This is backcountry togging. And then I tried it in some other spots farther in the back. And Shayna, you're right, man. It is, when the bite's hot, it is on, man. It is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, whether you're using a boat or you come out with us on the broadcaster or the co-anchor, we'll set you right up there with Fish AC and we'll put you in some of the best bridge spots out there. Or head out there. I'm sure you're running the Leon from the fishing club out there on that bridge any given day. Leon. Bait, soaking it, but. It's really imperative when you're doing the Back Bay stuff, you got to get those bottom sweeper rigs to give yourself the best shot. It's not the rig that you're using out on the reef. You got to change your tactics and change your strategy. Not a ton. Really get that bottom sweeper rig at your favorite bait and tackle shop, wherever you're at. Doesn't matter. Get those bottom sweepers. Give yourself an extra chance with a little drop or loop up top. And start jigging the bridge. You're going to get some bites. Like you said, lots of throwbacks, but you're definitely going to pick off a few keepers mixed in there, and you'll have a great time. And heck, who knows? You got bait on the hook. You might run into a big fat cow stripe or two by accident. Who
right.
knows?
Yeah, they're back there. Absolutely, Captain. Now, you're talking bottom sweeper. You're talking the, I know them as sheep's head jigs. Captain Danny Schaefer,
yeah,
correct?
Right. So it's been, I guess it's been the last 2 years. It's really come to fruition that everybody's discovered how amazing that is for talk. Yeah. It was really a Southern thing for sheep's head and, right. and trigger fish and stuff like that. And they're making them up to 4 and 5 ounces now. I can't wait till they right. come out with like a 7-8 ounce version so I can use them on the reef because they're so great in the Back Bay.
Yeah, but I was just going to ask you regarding the bottom sweepers. Again, shout out to Dennis. Shout out to Leo Chachinski. I mean, he has the Pier Fishing Club, the Atlantic City Saltwater Wranglers. I mean, a great guy. Well, Captain Shanner, size and color for these Back Bay and Bridge Abutment Tog make a difference?
Nah, it's slack high tide. You can kind of get crazy and use whatever you want because the water's not ripping around. But if you're getting an hour before or an hour after, get the heaviest ounces they have, which are, I believe, 4 or 5 to keep you held down there. And when the water starts ripping past that, pull up. Pull stakes, start going after something else. But to get about a 2.5-3 hour window to go for Back Bay tog, you're okay. good. And it's so doggone, call it out, still 2-3 hours all you need. Go catch a keeper, go home, enjoy it.
Right. And listen, hang on for our last segment. We have an absolutely tongue-slap-your-brains-out tog recipe. Chef Dean Rosinski from the Piccolo Inn, but that's at the end of the program. Stay tuned for that. We'll cap color on these jig heads. Chartreuse, I said, Danny has hot pink chartreuse, fluorescent white, and plain. I've had luck with just the plain leaded jig head. You have a color preference?
I love it. I love the plain ones. The plain ones are great. I discovered a dark midnight blue that I really, really liked. I picked that up over one at Tightlines, one at One Stop. These guys all got them. They're chartreuse. I really haven't had a problem with any color, so whatever Crayola box brings your way that day, go for it. But definitely your top hook, that little dropper loop, thumb down your hook size. You don't want anything too big up there because then you're going to miss fish. Like I said, their lips are real sensitive.
Right.
And when you're cutting your crabs, do not leave the legs on your crabs. Everybody's
like
a different technique for tog. In the spring, get rid of the legs because their teeth, their mouths are so sensitive. They'll pick those legs right off and you won't even know it. You'll come up and they had their little tog breakfast and you did not get any fish. So cut the legs off the doggone crabs, right?
Cap, as an odd bait that an old timer turned me on a party boat way back when up north, this time in the spring, cooked, believe it or not, frozen, thawed out for the spring, especially big guys is Tom, this is what you want to use. And it was a cooked shrimp on a hook.
And
damn, in the spring, Captain Shanner, if I didn't catch fish with this guy, because other people were using crabs catching fish, this guy would mop up. He would mop up every time.
Well, I like shrimp, so why would I talk not like shrimp?
Uh-huh.
Forget about it. Right? We're good. So, honestly, you go Back Bay, tog, and really the Atlantic City hoagie I love. I love getting a little piece of crab on there. You cut the legs off of it. You put a little bit of teaser bit of clam on there. Drop down with your favorite, light tackle in the Back to Bay. You don't need anything too heavy, but definitely use kind of a heavier, a stiffer rod. Not anything too heavy, but right. something a little bit with a stiffer action so you can really feel them biting because it is super sensitive. We got all the right gear. We got all the right stuff on the co-anchor and the broadcaster at Fish AC. So, if you're struggling with your techniques, anything like that, give us a buzz, fishac.com. We get everything going on out there. We can get you guys out, put you on the tog, and give you some of those recipes to get them biting for you. But it's definitely a viable solution to get out and get some keepers. If you get tired of, chasing after stripers, chasing after perch, and you want to get a little bit of diversity on your menu, it's a very viable fishery.
Uh-huh.
You got to use the right tactics, though. If you're not using that bottom sweeper, you're not preparing your bait the right way, you're not out at the right time, you're going to really struggle. So time your mission. Make sure you got the right stuff and the right everything, and you'll be good to go.
Captain Shanner, question on your hoagies, your sandwich, whatever. Fresh or salted clam, or does it matter?
I mean, fresh is always best, and these guys around these local bait shops are great. They really do a great job, really starting March 1st, of keeping their stores stocked and everything.
Right.
Grab the fresh if you can. Salted clam will work just fine. But, if you can get the fresh, it's always great. Really, the white claw crabs, I see they do a lot better out at the reef. So you kind of want the greenies back there because that's what lives back there, right?
Right.
If you can go catch yourself some fiddler crabs or something like that, they love that. Grab some fiddler crabs. If you want to go put the effort out there and get them, go for it. If not, spend the $5 or $10. Go grab some greenies and have a good day.
Captain Brown, I tried at chasing the fiddlers. They call them mammal strandings, and I thought an elephant seal was loose there by the Drag Island. I gave up on that one. Cap, we're up against a hard break. Before we go, one more question, Cap. What depth are we looking at? And are you a braid guy in the back for the tog, or would mono or straight fluorocarbon work? Go.
You have got to have braid every single time with back bay tog because it's such a sensitive bite. You need every advantage you can get. So if that fish is tap, 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 you better get back and get that fish on there. You got mono, too much stretch. Don't bother. Get the braid. Catch the fish. Make sure that you're geared up right.
Okay, Captain Shannon Brown, hang in for another segment. People, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Brack and Finn Radio. Back bay tog. Hit one or two more questions. I have to ambush Captain Shayner Brown with some reef tactics. Be right back. Rackin' Finn Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's number one talk station.
Fox News, I'm Sal Chiangrasso. Police in Virginia Beach say two people are dead, at least eight injured, from shootings along the city's oceanfront. Several people were in custody, but their possible involvement in the shootings was still under investigation. Cancel culture strikes again. Sharon Osbourne is officially out at the talk following an intense discussion about race, a subsequent internal investigation, and hiatus from air. Donald Trump's Florida resort is starting to reopen after a rash of coronavirus cases.
It's not clear how many people were infected in the outbreak that closed part of Mar-a-Lago, the resort where the former president has made his home since leaving office. Today, shuttered dining rooms are reopening, and the entire club is expected to be fully operational by April 1st.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Dow and S&P 500 are spending the weekend at record highs after Friday's market rally. America is listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Cloudy for the overnight with a passing shower or two, low 54, then a shower or two, even a rumble of thunder for Friday morning. Breaks of sunshine for the afternoon. Strong winds for Friday. This could be locally damaging, high temperature up to 81 degrees. Clearing out for Friday night, breezy, low temperature falling down to 53. And for Saturday, mild with plenty of sunshine, high temperature 69 degrees. I'm AccuWeather's Matt Benz on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 27th and 28th, join us online is Captain Shayner Brown. Fish AC runs a broadcast of 25-foot pilot, but also the co-anchor, 20-foot center console Mako, getting a back bay togging down. Well, Cap, one question I want to ask you before we get to another topic here. Depth, what are we looking at? Some of these bridges, you're talking 15 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, 60 feet. Where are these togs?
When you're coming off the side banks, you're coming off the beach, whatever you're coming off of, they usually start real shallow. So working about your fifth or sixth piling in, where you start to see that 12 and 15-foot depth okay. hit you, and then I go up to about 25, 30 feet. Once you get in those center channels and it gets to be about 35, 40, you're too deep. They're really back in there after those crabs and mussels that are hanging out on those 15 to 25-foot depths. Once you get too shallow, below 10 feet, and once you get too deep, below 35. So that's your little window right there, Tom P. You want 10 feet to 35 feet.
Bingo. 10. I'm writing this down, people. 10 to 35 feet. I listen to the podcast. I think Shayner, it's just coming. Okay, I'm Shayner Brown. Now, the tog, you mentioned no teeth. Their mouths are tender. And you say, will it be the standard tog tap, tap, or can the bite be even more tentative?
They actually have a little straw they carry with them, and they suck the crab right out of the shell. So you won't even know it, and your bait will be gone. So
how do they do that, Shayner? How do they do that? It's amazing.
They got a little calendar down there, too, to let them know when to bust it out. Like, oh, I got to get my straw. Here we go. Now, seriously, get the sharp gear, sharp hooks. Don't get out last year's rusty stuff. Don't go out last year's hooks and be, a scoundrel and try and pull off some stuff like that. Go out, get some sharp hooks, get yourself some good bait. You'll be good to go. Or you call us, www.fish-ac.com, 513-8916, and we'll get you set up with all these techniques, all these strategies, things like that. And then call us back, come back with us anytime, or you go out on your own once you learn the ways of the tog.
That's it. Hey, Captain Shannon, I want to touch on the reefs briefly, because I know you mop up out there as well. But now, reasonable to expect the possibility of a double-digit fish in the back around these bridge ponds, or is it more in the, you know, the short to maybe 4, 5, 6 pound class? What do you think?
Definitely shorter. You're not going to get the larger guys. I'm talking, you know, 7, 8, 9 pounders. You're not going to get them in the back bay. You may, who knows, but you're really targeting the fish that are, you know, 15 to 18 inches to take home a nice plateable fish.
Yeah,
good eating. So that's really what you're after. You're probably going to get some, you know, 10 and 12 inches mixed in there, but, you know, pound for pound, Todd fights the, man, that's one of the best fights out there. So
oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong at all. So, you know, if you don't feel like going out and freezing your tail out on the reef, then hit the back bay. Enjoy that. You don't have the time to do it. Hit the back bay. It's a very viable fishery. You'll have a great time. We're running a wonderful 3-hour special all spring for $250 in the back bay.
Oh,
we'll get you out there.
Talk to me about that, Cap. Go. What do you, morning after, again, predicated on the slack tide or what?
Yeah, so we time our trips very strategically for a specific top fishery. But it's a 3-hour window. It's $250. You come out, you catch your fish, you go home. It's a really good little trip. We'll work all the structure in the greater Egg Harbor Bay area. We also have another boat over in Atlantic City, so we can hold the structure over there.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on where you live and what kind of boat you like. We can accommodate everything. So we make it work. You like Pilot House, we got you. You like the center console, we got you. We'll put you on the fish.
This is Fish AC with Captain Shannon Brown. Well, Cap, out front to some of the reefs, rock piles, and wrecks, totally different tactics. I mean, are you using a high-low rig? Are you using bigger jigs with a chunk of legless crab on there? What's the story out front?
I'm keeping the legs off of my crab still at the reef, and I'm definitely still using braid. With your leader down low, you can mess around with some monofilament, fluorocarbon, whatever you want for your leader. Just make sure that you're over 30 pounds because those suckers will swim you right back into the wreck that they're living in.
Yep.
And see you later. But unfortunately, they haven't made the heavier ounce bottom sweepers. But if you can pull off a 5-ounce bottom sweeper out there on the reef, go for it because they do make them. Mm-hmm. Give it a shot. I tried it last fall. I had a great time doing it. It worked awesome. If not, get your traditional tog rig, head out. They're actually a little closer.
Okay.
So your reefs that are about 4 to 6 miles off the bat, and they won't move out till later.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're working your stuff in closer, you know, the AC reefs further out there, 10, 12 miles, but there's a lot of stuff, OC reef, GE, 4.5, 5 miles. They really like to be in a little bit tighter in April. So yeah, that's where you want to kind of check them out and give them a little space there. And then on the way in, I always like to stop by my favorite structure and try and top off the cooler and the trip.
I love it.
On a positive note, whether in the reef or not, it's always worth a stop at the bridge, try and jig some up.
Yeah, Michelle, I just want to end the segment on a conservation note. The catch and release, it's a 4-fish limit, 4-15, again, and 15, 16 inch fish. That's a lot of meat. The bigger females, you know, your 19, 20, 22, 23, 24 inch fish. And on the one hand, you hear, well, those are big females past their breeding prime, which biologically could be true. Or let them go. They're going to have that many more eggs and the viability for whatever. Your take on the conservation end, keep your limit, 1 or 2, 3 maybe for the frying pan and oven or what?
Yeah, I mean, what do you really need? You know, let's talk about a boat full of us. If everybody gets 1 or 2 fish and then the whole boat's got 4 or 5, if everybody on the boat's keeping 4 fish, then you're taking about 20 fish.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need 20 fish. That's a bit. It's great to say that we limited out,
right?
It's great to say that, you know, we caught every fish we could possibly catch, but let's be honest, I don't want to take 20 tog on a given day. I'm fine taking half that and getting some other things to catch, some ling, some sea bass when that opens in late May. There's a lot of other things to fill your freezer with, so I like the way that they've moved with it. I do think 4 fish is viable, although it is a bit, it's a far cry from the 1 that they give you all summer. I'd like to see a bit of adjustment there. Throw us a bone in the summer and don't make it 4 fish now. How about 2 and 2? You know, that'd be
very
great.
Well said. But that, Senator Catton, that's been, I've had all these meetings and stuff, and you look at the online stuff, that's becoming the main train of thought. You know,
and it's something, your mind made up before you even go in there. And what are we going to actually fish for in July? 1 sea bass, flounder haven't quite moved out yet.
Right.
Tog is closed. You know, they don't really think about the us small business charter guys out there. But you know what? We will persevere. We will have a wonderful season, and we will catch what's in season, and we'll work our way around it. So I'm glad that they recognize there is an issue with the fishery and made some adjustments.
It takes them a while to learn. You know how things work.
I know how it goes in government. We're speaking with Captain Shanner Brown, Fish AC, the broadcaster and the co-anchor. Captain, before I let you go, go one more time with that Facebook page, website, phone number. Go.
Yeah, you got us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Fish AC and J, or you can hit us up online, www.fish-ac.com, or you call 609-513-8916. Sorry about that. Book your spring charter. We can put you on stripers, perch, tog, reef tog, back bay tog, whatever you're into. Give us a call here at Fish AC, and we will put you on the fish.
Captain Shanner Brown, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. Again, Captain Shanner Brown, Fish AC, the unofficial official tog captain, Rack and Fin Radio, and more. Captain Shanner Brown, have a great weekend, and hopefully you'll see you sometime this spring, brother.
Awesome, Tom P. You have a good one yourself.
Take care, brother. That's it. He's good. He is good. Captain Shanner Brown. Okay, up against a break. Coming up, Chef Dina talking, I would say, the ultimate tog recipe. Hold on, man. And you're just going to need a napkin or a rag or something to wipe the sweat off your face when you hear how good this recipe is. It's going to get you sweating and moving in your chair. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Looking to upgrade? Get to Boardwalk Honda. Take advantage of fresh savings during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Right now, lease a new 2021 HR-V LX all-wheel drive for just $89 a month for 36 months. Or lease a new 2021 Civic Sedan LX front-wheel drive for $119 a month for 36 months. Plus, browse our entire selection of pre-owned and certified pre-owned Hondas. We have it all from store to shore. We're sure to have the vehicle you want at the price you want. Accord, Civic, CR-Vs, you name it, we have it. Plus, we work with all credit situations. Boardwalk Honda partners with over 25 top financial lenders, so we'll help you get approved and on the road in your new Honda in no time. Visit Boardwalk Honda today, located in Egg Harbor Township, or shop online at BoardwalkHonda.com. And remember, from Maine to Miami, nobody beats a Boardwalk deal. Call us toll-free at 844-890-3390 for more details.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yo, welcome back to our final segment of Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 27th and 28th. Again, a pre-Happy New Year in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio when a season opens as the cause for a New Year's celebration. And on April 1st, the tog season opens. First time this year, it's going to be a 4-fish limit at 15 inches. Now, we heard from Captain Pete. He is the Artificial Reef Coordinator, Division of Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Marine Fisheries. 5 hot tog reefs for April. North and south, we have some other reefs coming up in the next couple of weeks. And Captain Shanner Brown from Fish AC. Man, this guy is a tog master, tog terminator. I'm going to wrap it up with my upper lip's already sweating. The more I read this recipe again, and after trying it, we have a super, super tog recipe. Not your fried tog, not your baked tog, not your just your tog with the breadcrumb. No. We called on Chef Dina Rozanski, 16 years of excellence at the Piccalilian Route 206 in Chemung. Came up with an absolutely phenomenal tog recipe. It's a little variation from the original. Well, I'll tell you, people, it is a lip smacker. Chef Dina's on the line with us right now. Very short notice on this one, but she's very gracious. And as usual, with personnel from the pick, just absolutely wonderful. Chef Dina, how are you? Tom P. here. What's happening, young lady?
I am doing great this morning, Tom. How are you?
Let me tell you. And listen, this is Dina's. What a name for the recipe. Chemung Ocean Tog from the Bog. Dina, great name, man. This is a capper boy, I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
Dina, tog, as we discussed, it's standard. You know, you fry the tog. Or sometimes you wrap it in tinfoil, put it on a grill, or you baked it. We needed something different, and you came up with this recipe that me and the lovely Dee Marie tried the other night. Just absolutely spectacular. A little more involved than what I normally do. Again, I'm the one that says, yeah, that's me. The breadcrumbs in the olive oil, boom, 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 turn it. And Dina, this isn't really that difficult to follow. Listen, I'm telling you, once you try this, I mean, it's going to work with tog. It's going to work with sea bass as well. Any white meat fish. I can't wait to try it with triggerfish. And as Dina's going to tell you later on, there's some variations. You can add clams. You can add shrimp. You can add mussels to it. Dina, coming up with this recipe, was this in your family? Was this your own creation? What's the dealio?
A little bit of both. We sort of modified it based on your requirements for a tog recipe. It is a family Chipino recipe. So it's tomato-based, white wine, clam juice, all those delicious, really lovely fresh flavors, particularly for the spring. So yeah, had a little bit of both in there.
Okay, Dina, let's get into it. Leslie, we're starting off with six-ounce tog fillets. Chef Dina Rosanzi, go!
So we are just doing a half a bulb of fennel. And, you know, I spoke to Tom about that yesterday. If you can't find it, a large onion works great. if you're using that fennel, a shallot, some garlic, olive oil, salt, pepper, really super easy stuff that you can find in the Acme, as Tom had hoped for. So we've got some tomato paste in there.
Hey, people, I graduated from shopping at the Wah, okay?
Right? That's totally fine. It works out great. This is a really simple recipe. For anybody that doesn't have a lot of experience, you're just going to bake that tog and pour this delicious sauce over it. You can serve it over rice, which is great. It absorbs all of that wonderful fresh flavor. You know, got a little white wine in it, so it's a little classy if you're having a friend over. So,
Dina, when you say white wine, a Pinot or Chard, what's the deal?
You can do a Pinot or a Chard, although it is best served with, believe it or not, your Zinfandel lovers are going to love that. That peppery flavor of a Zinfandel works wonderfully with a finished dish, and so does a Sauvignon Blanc. So either one of them works beautifully with the finished dish. But for the making of the dish, I would definitely say a Chard would be fantastic for that.
Yeah, listen, there's two cloves of garlic, and Tom P., I'm not the most energetic person in the kitchen, although I get enthused, but not energetic. It's close, but not quite there. I'll use a tablespoonful of the minced garlic. Dina, 2 tablespoons of olive oil. There's olive oil, there's virgin, there's extra virgin. Is there a taste difference? I just grab what's on sale.
You can certainly, extra virgin, the more you, the extra virgins, the more expensive ones are typically used for finishing a dish rather than cooking with one. So you're perfectly fine to use that great, you know, good old-fashioned standard olive oil for this. All you're doing is sweating some veggies. So you really don't need anything that's got a lot of flavor to it.
Okay, I have a 14-ounce can of diced tomatoes, 3/4 cup, as we mentioned, white wine, a quarter tablespoon or teaspoon, rather, red pepper flakes more, if you like a little spice in there, and a quarter teaspoon of fennel seeds. Okay, Dan, we have, as you say in your recipe here, preheat the oven to 375, pat fillets dry. Now go, finish it up, girl.
You're going to add some salt and pepper just to give it a little flavor while it's cooking. Place that in a baking dish that's been coated with cooking spray. Throw that in there for 8 to 10 minutes while you prepare your veggies. It's really, really simple. That tog is going to be white and flaky when it's finished, and the sauce is just going to coat all of that fish with a delicious flavor.
Okay, so let's see. You got the thing baked in here. Okay, take it out, and it said serve it, uncovered. How long? Bake uncovered, because I put tin foil over everything. You said uncovered, correct?
Yeah, you want to make sure it has that nice flaky texture. Leaving it uncovered is going to steam it rather than bake it. So it may have a little more of a mealy texture if you cover it.
Okay. Well, I just saved myself some aluminum foil right there. Okay,
there
the saucepan had 2 tablespoons of the olive oil. Then, Dean, this is one thing I couldn't figure out. It says, unless I misunderstood the mail, sweat your fresh fennel and shallots until soft. What the hell does that mean?
You're just going to essentially infuse them with that olive oil and let them cook down a little bit. So all of that flavor in those veggies is going to become a little more liquid. You're going to actually get perspiration out of your veggies, believe it or not. And what that's going to do is add a lot of flavor to everything else that you're adding to it. So all that yummy onion juice, fennel flavor is going to sink into that tomato paste and clam juice. Those diced tomatoes really infuse it with a lot of great flavor.
Okay, so you're going to add the garlic, tomato paste, the clam juice, diced tomatoes, fennel, simmer, then reduce for 5 minutes, add wine, red pepper, boot, and spoon over the tog fillets again, over rice. Dina, could you put it over pasta as well?
You sure could.
Now, when would you, for a variation, would you recommend clams, mussels, shrimp, all three? What's the dealio?
You could do any of the above. You can throw some scallops in there. I just recommend cooking your fish first, baking that fish first. If you don't, it's likely to break up as you're cooking those clams and those mussels, waiting for them to open.
Okay,
so,
good point.
So I would I would definitely do your fish separately and then pour all of that goodness right over that fish.
And listeners, believe me, goodness doesn't do this dish justice. Tog from the Bog, Chef Dina Rozanski, 16 years of excellence at the Piccolo Lion, Route 206 in Chemung. Okay, Chef Dina, you know what I mean? I go for the end, the sides, whatever. Give us a side, give us a wine choice, and give us a dessert.
I would absolutely do this over rice or pasta, as you suggested. I think that's great. Zinfandel or Sauvignon Blanc will certainly round the dish off, particularly if you're trying to impress a friend. And believe it or not, you've done some work on this recipe, so I would head to your grocery store while you're picking up your other ingredients and do a pound cake. If you're really ambitious, you can certainly bake it on your own. Throw some fresh strawberries that have been marinated with a little sugar and some lemon zest over that. Top it with some whipped cream. You've got a great spring and early summer dish.
People, besides my face sweating, I'm wiggling in my chair. This is one kick-ass tongue slap your brains out recipe. Okay, listen, what I'm going to try to do, if I have space in there, I'm going to post this on the blog that's going to be on 107.3 Cat Country and also 97.3 ESPN FM. We're going to try to get it on there for the weekend. Tog season reopens next Thursday the 1st. Check out this recipe. Make a copy of it. Or you can listen to the podcast. This show is going to be embedded tonight on both of those sites. Chef Dina, thank you so much. Great recipe. And listen, we tried it, we ate it, and we want more. And I scoured one, two, three, four freezers. And would you believe not one pack of tog or sea bass left? So,
oh my goodness.
We used our last pack, and that was it. And I can't wait for that season to open because I'm going to fill them up again. Dina, you take care. Thanks much, and hope to see you at the pick.
Thanks. See you soon, Tom.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, like I said, definitely a lip smacker. That's it for this week on Rockin' Fin Radio with me, Tumpy. Just a reminder as well, April 1st till April 9th, it's catch and release. Yes, the Earl at first of opening days for the trout season. Second one will be April 10th. From then on, you can catch and keep. Except for 16 of the Sweet 16 waters, all the payloads were dumped preseason. Plenty of trout out there. Get out and enjoy. But again, if you're going to be fishing doing a catch and release thing with the spinners, whatever, pinch the barbs down. Trout maggots, pinch the barb down. And if you're going to be using power bait, it's always deadly. You're going to be using corn, you're going to be using worms. Go to a small circle hook like a size 8 or size 10. We like the Owner Light Mutu circle hooks. Makes 99% hooked in a jaw so you don't swallow, cut the line. Your trout bleed, they're going to die anyway. Why feed the cormorants? And So get out there and enjoy. Tom P, Rack and Fin Radio. See you next week. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Check out the blog and get in there. Tog from the Bog. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.
95.5 FM and